Good afternoon. This is a waived hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for 31412A, oral hearing to consider regular parole, absolute discharge of home arrest. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. In the room, you have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Condenis. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. I will begin the hearing with a summary. Mr. Roriz Mukasir, ABC number 082561, is 63 years old. The crimes of the fraudulent schemes and artifacts and forgery occurred on or about the date between June 7, 1991 and September 11, 1991. He was approximately 36 years old at the time of the offenses. On August 20, 1992, Mr. Mukasir was found guilty by jury trial. On October 16, 1992, he was sentenced to 15 and 12 years imprisonment, respectively, with both charges to run concurrently, effective December 23, 2007. Mr. Musakir has an early release credit date of January 27, 2020, with a final SED of December 23, 2022. It should be noted that the aforementioned crimes occurred while Mr. Musakir was already serving a series of consecutive prison sentences for crimes including, but not limited to, arson of an occupied structure, conspiracy, theft by extortion, fraudulent schemes, and criminal damage, all of which terms dating back to 1989 and have since expired. I will read a brief summary of the current offenses in question. Sorted. But during 1988 and 1989 in Tucson, Arizona, Mr. Musakir committed theft by extorting money from victim Pangburn by use of physical violence, threats, and intimidation. On November 3rd, 1989, he and co-defendant Pangburn conspired together to commit theft by fraud by falsely claiming that she did not cash Security Pacific bank checks. Between the 1st and 8th day of December 1989, Mr. Musakir and co-defendants Pugh and Pangburn conspired to commit fraudulent schemes and artifices by falsely claiming to the victims KBOA TV and Tucson Police Department that $60,000 in jewelry and a checkbook had been stolen from the television station where Pangburn was employed. On December 12, 1989, at approximately 1 o'clock a.m. in the Tunic Block of West Elm, the defendant and co-defendant Pugh threw balls of cocktails and incendiary device at the television station and burned the side of the building. On December 22nd, 1989, at the 3800 block of East Broadway, a bank, the defendant and co-defendant Russell conspired and committed arson by setting fire to the building with Molotov cocktails. And the list continues through to the crimes that I mentioned that were committed between the dates of June 7, 1991 and September 11, 1991. According to Ames, Mr. Musakir has completed minor programming in ADC. According to his progress report, he has a release plan that includes seeking short-term medical and housing support, moving to Texas, and pursuing higher education. He has an extensive history of discipline from 1991 through 2018. With his last major on June 22, 2016 for threatening or intimidating. This looks to be a sturdy hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. He has no letters of support from family or the community. Based on the totality of this case, I will just simply state that I am not finding him a suitable candidate for regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. Based on the fact that he has continued to have discipline problems inside the Department of Corrections, he seems to be coming at least closer and closer to his final sentence end date. But I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Therefore, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is regarding Rory's Musa Kier, ADC number 082561. My motion is to deny regular parole officer with discharge or home arrest. And based on the years of all of the crimes in question dating back to the 1980s, later in the 1980s, I'm asking for 1 year set off.
Agreed?
Okay.
Seconded by Mr. Neal.
Agreed.
Agreed by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Again, I ask for 1 year set off. Release time denied for 12-0-4-11 and home arrest. And reasons for denial. Multiple victims. Prior criminal history. Poor institutional behavior. Recent disciplinary infractions. No family or community support system. Is there anything else anyone else wishes to add? With no further responses from my colleagues, this will bring our hearing to a close. Thank you.